from jammed pack Alexander Memorial Coliseum on the Georgia Tech campus. It's SRO night, standing room only, and friends, they are standing three and four deep around the top of the Coliseum. We were talking to Mr. Burke just before, during the preliminary ball game, which incidentally was won by Price of Atlanta as they defeated Forest Park 68-57 for third place in the consolation game, which started at 7 o'clock tonight. Mr. Burke was a little bit concerned about the crowd. He mentioned last year they had a five-day tournament. This year it's 3 days, and in those 3 days, if they filled it tonight, they would be within 1,000 of the total number that they had last year. So they have gotten it, and they may even be closer than 1,000 from the looks of this crowd tonight. We'll be back to talk about this ball game after this message. Well, the Mark Smith Bulldogs are here, and Carver also here, and they're here to play for all the marbles tonight. The championship ball game of AAA basketball in the state of Georgia. Coach Butch Clifton and Mark Smith, for his second year in 2 years, he has brought his teams to the final of the state. They can do no worse than second, but they don't even have that on their mind as they are anxious to pick up that first place trophy. And by the way, let me say this now, that after the ball game, we'll remain on hand for the trophy presentation. And also, we'll remind you that WMAZ Television has a camera here and will be filming highlights of this ball game. And also the trophy presentation, and it can be seen tomorrow over Channel 13, I know, at Almanac, and then probably later on in the two newscasts. So we'll have good coverage as we have play-by-play tonight and film of the ball game tomorrow. Mark Smith, the visitors in this ball game, as they have been in each of the contests, dressed in black uniforms. Carver, of course, will be in white. And these two ball clubs met before, as you will recall, in the region finals of 2AAA in the Macon City Auditorium, Carver winning by 18 points. Coach Clifton feels that Mark Smith was not representative of themselves that night. They were physically tired. Scott Judd had been injured in the ball game the night before and was not at full speed. And then, too, they did not have really the momentum that they have going for them now. So Butch had said before the tournament two things. Number one, that they'd love to play Carver again. And number two, that should they be fortunate enough to advance to the finals of the tournament, that the Sunday layoff would do them good. So both his wishes have come true, and I know he's wishing for a win over Carver. We'll be back after this message. The cliche is an old one, the Cinderella team, but if anybody fits that description this year, Mark Smith does. No one who came to Atlanta to play in this tournament had a tougher road to go than did the Bulldogs. From the very beginning, when they had to play Monroe, a fine basketball team of Albany, in the opening round of the state tournament in Albany, they were victorious there 60-51. They came to Atlanta on Friday to play Beach, a team that the year before last was the state champions, last year runner-up, and many people felt that they may have had the better ball club between Johnson and Beach as far as an all-around ball club. So they came to play Beach High School, and they'd heard many, many things about them, how good they were, and what a job they had to do. And they came here, and they did it. And then the next day, the Atlanta papers wrote that they had done a remarkable job, but they still had their work cut out for them as they had to play another ball club that was maybe as good as Beach. They had lost only one ball game. They had gone through the regular season undefeated and lost in the finals of the tournament, and of course that was Price High School. Once again, the Bulldogs ignored all the pregame publicity, set their mind to winning, and they defeated Price, and that of course on Saturday night, for the right to move to the night, to the finals of the state AAA championship. Bobby, what do you think about the Bulldogs, their road that they've traveled thus far, and what about tonight's ball game?
First, before I say anything, we'd like to remind you this ball game being brought to you over WMAZ Radio with offices and studios in the Bankers Building in downtown Macon. Mac, it's all history as far as their past performances, and you never want to look back, although that was sweet, but Coach Clifton, as you said, has his eye on one thing, and that's the big goal. Win or lose, he must have done the best coaching job in the state of Georgia this year. By no means does Mark Smith have good material. When you have three boys in the starting lineup in excess of 6'4", and 6'4", 6'4", and Charlie 6'5", and two little guards that play as well as Bonifé and Judd do together, then you have a fine basketball team. On the other end of the court, the biggest boy they have met all season, the biggest boy in the state of Georgia, for that matter. He's a 15-year-old Professor Leonard. He does not start. He's not in the starting lineup. They usually let him sit out the first 6 or 7 minutes of a ball game, and then he comes on and plays the entire way. They have, as we were talking before the ball game, two of the finest guards that I've seen anywhere in Rouse and Whitaker or McFauley. Those three boys are their main ball handlers. Marshall Smith's not a bad boy. He gets up on the boards real well. So we should have a good ball game. Carver's has become awful strong during the last stage of the year, winning something like 16 ball games in a row. After a sloppy start of 10-6, they were picked the third team in Columbus, behind Columbus High School and Spencer. And now they have come on strong. They lost a boy last year, Willie Alexander, who they said was could not be replaced. But I think maybe they have a better ball club this year without him, because
I agree. And the thing that's so incredible to me is we look back over this book that we have, that we keep score by. We use an official score book. That this was the same team that last year, and if I can find it, because I don't remember the exact score, this was the same team that Lanier beat so badly by a score of 90-65, with the exception of one ball player, and that is Willie Alexander. So what Bobby says must be true. Without him, they are a better ball club. Lanier eliminated them in the region finals last year in Columbus with Alexander. They're without him tonight, and they're playing for the championship.
Mark Smith got beat 17 in Macon, or 18 in Macon, I think it was, 77-59. As Coach Clifton says, that it was not indicative up until 2 minutes to go in the ballgame.
Right.
Mark Smith only trailed by 3 points, and they were a tired basketball team. They played a lot of games in a short period of time. But I think they're ready tonight, and we'll be back right after this word to talk more about the ball game, which is about 3.5 minutes away.
Here are your starting lineups, first of all, for the Bulldogs, and you're going to hear a lot of cheering as we're close to the Mark Smith rooting section and the people from Macon. Charlie Anderson being introduced. Frank Prince is on the floor. Here comes David Lee. That's your front line. 6'4", 6'4", 6'5". Here comes Cam Bonifé at starting guard position. And the other starter, the same Mark Smith team that it's been all year long, Scotty Judd. So that's the introduction for Mark Smith. Now, here comes the introduction for Carver. Marvin McFauley, a fine ball player in his own right. Carver, a very talented ball club. Marshall Smith. Reuben Whitaker, one of the high scorers for Carver. Jimmy Rouse being introduced. And your final starter will be Jesse Willis. So that's it. Your starting lineups for both ball clubs. The state AAA championship from the Alexander Memorial Coliseum at Georgia Tech. We're ready for the tip-off, and here for play-by-play is Bobby Pope.